So what all do you have? A business, cars, houses, properties, bank accounts? Are you concerned that any of these can be taken away from you if someone sues you? Have you done all you can to protect all of your assets? Well, you really ought to get in touch with the experts down at Barth Calderon LLP. They're a law firm that specializes in asset protection and estate planning, and they can help you protect what's yours so that predators and creditors can't get their hands on them. Give them a call at 800-548-8564. That's 1-800-548-8564 for a free consultation. Hey, tell them the Exit Coach sent you. When creating an exit strategy, business owners can't just account for the health of their books. They also must consider the health of their brand. Financials say a lot about an organization, but public awareness can mean the difference for a company that sells and a company that sits. I've known the talented PR team at HKA for many years, and I've seen firsthand how marketplace visibility equals marketplace value. If your brand needs a boost, contact the marketing communications experts at HKA by calling 714-426-0444 or visit them online at www.hkamarcom.
Bill Black is a registered representative with and securities offered through Crown Capital Securities LP member, FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Barth Financial Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from CCS. Any opinions are those of Bill Black and not necessarily those of Crown Capital Securities LP or Barth Financial Advisors, LLC. California Insurance License 0652621.
Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always a pleasure to have you with us here on ExitCoachRadio.com. Today we're going to talk about some of the many ways that you can start to look at your business as if you're the buyer. And this is very important. We talk a lot about this because what we find is that a lot of people think that their business is perfect. Everything's, you know, as it should be. And then a buyer comes in. And the buyer starts looking at the business in a different way. They look at the processes and the systems, the transferable knowledge, the ability to hit the ground running, and, you know, how can I take this business and start to get my purchase price back as soon as possible? And that's where businesses sometimes fall apart, because if you're not looking at the business as if you're the buyer, then you may get into a very detailed, drawn-out due diligence process where people are spending money on attorneys and accountants and pulling things together to try to figure out if your business is going to be the profitable venture that you know it can be, and only to find out that somewhere along the line there's a skeleton in the closet, or there's a process or system that's not as easy to implement, or the information's in your head, or a key employee that's not locked in decides to leave at the wrong time. All of these things that can derail the sale of a business. So I have some very talented and experienced business sellers and preparers of businesses talking to us today. And a little bit later on our show at 6 p.m. tonight, we're going to be talking a little bit more about some of the marketing strategies that go into getting your business ready for sale, and also some of the ways that you can really help message and prepare your business so that people are going to look at that and say, wow, I need to have that business. I'll pay top dollar for it. So I hope you'll join us at 6 p.m. tonight. And remember, just in case you need to leave in the middle of an interview or you can't be with us at the right time, that doesn't mean that you missed out. You can always go to our website at exitcoachradio.com and you'll find our archived recorded interviews as well as all of our other daily interviews we publish. We publish every day a 20-minute interview and a one-minute highlight. You'll find all those at exitcoachradio.com. Just click the listen button and it'll take you to the menu. So with that, we hope you'll stick around and listen and learn from our great guests. Stay with us. Thanks for joining us today. Hey everybody, it's Bill Black, the Exit Coach. Are you tired of the ups and downs of the stock market? Are you interested in investing in real estate but lack the knowledge and know-how? VisionWise Capital provides the private investor the ability to invest in real estate one property at a time. This is not a REIT or a mutual fund. VisionWise Capital properties are located in California. Enjoy the tax benefits of property ownership and cash flow. For information on VisionWise Capital, text VisionWise with no spaces, that's VisionWise, to 44222. Be one of the first 50 responders to receive your free dictionary of real estate terms. Text VisionWise to 44222 today. Hi, this is Bill Black from the Exit Coach Radio Show on Sundays. Last year, a business owner friend of mine died suddenly and tragically, and his family was unprepared. In his honor, I'm giving away 1,000 of my ebooks entitled Business Continuity, 5 Steps to Protect Your Family, free. All you have to do is text the word FAMILY to 44222. That's FAMILY to 44222. Don't let your family be the victim of an unplanned business. Text FAMILY to 44222 for this free information today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us again. My guest today is John Murphy, also known as Murph from J.K. Murphy Advisors. They specialize in pre-transaction planning, increasing your cash flow, getting higher market value, strategic direction, and getting ready for your exit plan. And we're going to talk about how to get your business ready to get maximum value. Murph, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And would you please introduce your...
I've got my business partner, David Horwich, with us.
David, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you.
Glad you guys could make it. We're going to talk about your business and what you do for clients. But before we get into that, we always like to give our listeners a little bit of background. So could you tell us about little bit about you personally and professionally?
Well, we're the perfect California business partnership. He's from California. I'm from Wisconsin. I'm the transplant. I grew up in the Midwest. And in fact, my Badgers are playing at the Honda Arena tomorrow in the Sweet 16. So it's bringing it real close to home.
Well, that's great. Okay.
We're hoping for a victory tomorrow, knock on wood.
So how long have you been here in California?
Over 20 years.
Okay. Practically a native.
I've had a few auto accidents, and so I'm definitely a native. Yeah.
And how about you, David?
I grew up on the west side of Los Angeles. I went to school at UC San Diego and then business degree at Berkeley. So I've been up and down the state and came back 20-some-odd years ago.
You've been up and down the 5 freeway, huh?
Many times.
Well, tell us about how you guys got together and how you started J. Murphy Advisors. Well,
David and I have known each other for over 25 years. We met when we were both investment bankers for different companies. And we ended up teaming up together on a few transactions. And so we've known each other for a long time, and then I started this about 10 years ago and convinced David about 2 years ago to join. So I had to work on him a while, but he finally relented and said, this is what I'd like to give a try to.
And so your focus is on working with business owners, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And one of the things I like about what I saw on your website is that you posed the question, think like a buyer, right? What do you mean by that?
Well, our training is we're investment bankers, so we've seen a lot of businesses and a lot of different situations. And so we sort of show up with the facts. We don't have the emotion that our clients have. We're not in their forest. At the same time, we've looked at hundreds of companies, so we've been able to develop what a good growth story looks like and one that needs help. And that's where we tend to focus on is the ones that need help.
Okay. We're all about perspective. As you've mentioned, we think like buyers, not like owners. And so our perspective is very hard-nosed approach, and we take a look at the company, and what we do is we tell the owners the truth. And sometimes there's good, sometimes there's bad, sometimes there's ugly.
But it's very important for them to get that perspective early so they can work
Absolutely.
On it, right?
I mean, that's what, by the time they hire us, that's what they want. They want to know what's wrong about their company, either because they're looking to sell and they want to fix it before they sell, or they're not looking to sell, but something's just missing from their growth story, and they're not quite sure what it is, and it's hard because they're in their own forest. They can't see around the next tree sometimes, and it's hard for them to really spot what the things are that need improvement.
And like you say, they'll someday they're going to have to deal with it one way or the other.
That's so, exactly right.
And that's what a lot of this topic is about for our listeners is helping you be ready, because it's going to be a glutted, crowded marketplace. And if you're not ready, you might miss your opportunity when it comes along. So you got to get ready for that.
We couldn't agree with you more. In fact, two points to that. One is the premium prices are being paid for the companies that are well prepared and well positioned. And if you're in that category, everybody wants you. because beauty's in the eye of the beholder and you look beautiful. If you're not in that category, you're not as welcome. You might still be able to get something done, but it's just not as helpful. The other thing is, in the last 18 months, we've picked up a lot of projects by people getting unsolicited offers. So talk about not being ready. People are, all of a sudden, Joe Schmo comes calling and it's the big strategic in your industry and you're not ready to open the kimono, number one. And number two, it's hard to sometimes wrap your head around how to respond to that and what to do. So that's been a big source of business for us in the last 2 years.
Well, that's what you want. So let's talk about that. If someone calls you, what would they have to look like for you to be interested, really interested to work with them? What size are they? What type of industry, if there's any type of a specific there?
The first thing, Bill, that we look for is just being open to the idea that they need assistance, that
coachable,
mm-hmm. exactly right, mm-hmm. and that you know, again, there's something missing from their world that's not working right, or that they have a conscious goal that they're not getting to that they don't know why. So that's the number one thing. The number two is all the companies that we've worked for are private companies. They're either partner owned or family owned. They're not institutional owned, and they're more developed. It's not at the early stage, it's more established businesses that have been around for a while and have kind of maybe gotten to the one level of growth and have a hard time bumping into the next level of growth, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Revenue ranges
mm-hmm.
all over the map from $5 million
to $10 million at the low end, yep. several hundred million at the high end.
Okay.
So these are all, and you know, as you know, we're blessed in Southern California. There's many companies like that.
Yeah, throw a rock, right?
Hit one.
Several.
It was a hotbed of entrepreneurism back when aerospace kind of started to phase out a little bit down in this area, and people just jumped off and started the businesses, and
right.
It really is an incredible area for that.
The reason why we started this was we didn't see a lot of planning going on in the middle market for private companies. And worse, they're competing against, in many cases, companies that are doing planning, whether it's a larger public company or a larger private company or certainly a private equity-backed company. They're all doing the planning that most of our clients weren't at one point. So we're trying to level the playing field in a way to say, what's the business opportunity that's here? What's the growth opportunity, number one? And then number two, what do you as the owner want to do? Do you want to take advantage of this? Is it too much risk? Here's our assessment of the risk in this strategy. Do you want to take advantage of that, or do you want to sell it to somebody who's more willing to take that type of risk? So it's one, the planning, and number two, marrying the objectives and desires and risk appetite of the owners with the opportunity the business has. We didn't see anybody kind of focusing on those two things.
We see a void in the marketplace. Middle market investment banking firms used to do what we do now as part of the services to their clients. They don't have a business model that operates that way anymore. And they need to close deals, and so
it's harder.
It's much harder for them to work on a monthly basis or an hourly basis to do the kinds of work that we do. And in fact, what's happening, Bill, is we're seeing a lot of business coming to us from bankers that are looking to help their companies get ready because they know two things. The first is when we're done, the odds of a transaction closing are significantly improved, and two, when we're done, the valuation will also be improved.
I'm talking with John Murphy and David Horwich, and they're from J. Murphy Advisors in Los Angeles, and we're talking about the importance of being ready for sale because you never know when the buyer will come along. Now, there's an old saying out there, guys, that says the best time to start this type of planning is 5 years ago. The next best time is now. What's your rule of thumb?
5 years ago. Well, the more time we have, the more we can help. We've worked in discrete time frames of months, and we've worked with in larger time frames of years, just depending on the circumstances.
And it's not that a business couldn't sell tomorrow, but they're just not going to get top dollar.
That's exactly,
right?
Most of the time, you know, talk to an investment banker, you can sell anything for some price. The question is what the price is, and naturally our contention is why not try to get the best price that's possible.
Oh, absolutely. So what are some of the first things when you talk to a business owner that you look at? What are some of the things that you see that need to be worked on early?
We tend to find many of the same things. We look at management. We look at the financial foundation. How good are the numbers, both historically and in the future? We look at the growth. What we often find is business owners spend too much money on growth. They plant a lot of seeds. And they plant too many seeds because they don't take enough time sometimes up front to determine what are the criteria they should use to judge the seeds, so they kind of plant a lot. And the problem is you can't nurture that many seeds usually.
Johnny Appleseed, huh?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Another common theme that's been running through a lot of our clients over the last year or so has been sales operations and sales strategy and sales operations and development. A lot of companies that we've been working with, they're stalled out in growth and they're not sure why. And what we have found in taking a good hard look at them is that they don't have a great sales strategy in place. So we help them assess that, put that in place, and then get it going.
So you guys bring a ladder when they're hitting the wall to help
something
them get over
like
that wall.
Exactly.
They,
exactly
they keep
right.
hitting that wall and wondering, how come we can't break through this, right?
Right.
And in some, well, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys are the experts, but in some situations, getting through and breaking through that wall is going to get them to a higher multiple for their sale of their business, right? And that's
or even
key.
Higher cash flow or both. That's exactly right.
But they're stuck. Now, if they're stuck, is it sometimes the owner just needs fresh ideas and some fresh minds to come in?
That's right. I mean, well, a lot of what we do, for example, we're working with a very fast-growing software business. And after we got more involved, we realized they had two businesses. And we sort of found out about the second business, and we decided that just wasn't a great business for them. It cost them money, it cost them focus, and it mm-hmm. didn't add any value to the business. Mm-hmm. So we gathered the owners down and we said, we shouldn't be in this business. If we were a buyer and we'd buy your business, we'd get out of this business right away. So let's shut it down today. And we're also mindful of the fact that in that case, it meant partners leaving one another because it's not a light decision when we make recommendations like that. But it was the right decision for the company, for the owners, and for the value of the business.
Question would be, was that originally the core business, the one that's
no.
not doing so well? Okay, add-on?
It happened to be the skill set that one of the owners did, so that's why they did it.
Okay.
There were three investors in the business when it started, and it was the third guy that ran this business because that's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably would do well outside the business in some
right.
other setting, but it just didn't make sense to be combined with this business.
Mm-hmm.
But they were in the. It was hard for them to see it. They probably knew it intellectually, but it was hard for them to wrap their head around what to do about it. And so we came in and took a look at it and probably verified what they'd been feeling all the time. Really, in fact, I think we probably. I've asked some of our clients is. Much of what we do, not all of it, but a lot of what we do is verifying what they already felt. They just couldn't wrap their heads around it or figure out what to do with it. And so we're sort of the second opinion, if you will, on, yes, you don't have a great management team. Yes, the growth strategy needs to be narrowed. Yes, the financial foundation does need to be improved. Those are three areas that we focus on a lot, but that we find other things as well in terms of, especially that David was focused on, new revenue opportunities. We spend a lot of time on, so how do we increase cash flow? You can cut costs, but you can only cut that so far. It's really the growth story. It's really how to regrow this and diversify and not have big revenue concentrations, which is another issue we run into a lot, is people have big concentrated revenue.
I've heard from some futurists, if you will, that say, look, we've entered into the age of paradox. You have to be paying attention to what's on the peripheral vision, where before you put the blinders on. But now you better be paying attention because of technology and a lot of other factors.
Yeah.
That could be your big business in the future. That could be the one that's most valuable of all. So how important is it when somebody comes to you and you're looking at that and they have maybe a one line that's kind of old school and a new one that's up and coming? Do you tell them, look, let's separate those because we might sell one for one multiple and one for another? Or they may not, there may be a mismatch there.
We've had that happen before. I've worked with a company that we had to split the business up because they did roughly the same thing in four different segments. And when I asked the question, who do we compete with? The answer was, it's somebody different in each segment. So nobody really wanted all of them. So we had to break it up. In the case you describe, there may well be a multiple difference for a fast growing versus a slower growing. But there also may be, we're working with a company now that has developed its own software system and wasn't sure maybe they could sell the system separately from the company, but there are plus and minuses to everything. We decided to keep it in the company, mostly because the people they'd be selling it to were their competitors, and they wanted to keep it for their own benefit. So there's pluses and minuses to everything, and what we can help them do is sort of assess those and see what's the right balance and decision to make.
What advice do you give someone when they come in that marketplace you're talking about and they say, I've got Sonny over here and he's going to run the business, you know, someday? But he's just getting started. We don't, you know, he might be ready in 5 years, he might not. Do you work with businesses that have insiders like that?
Yeah, we certainly do. Part of what we do and part of our training as investment bankers is assessing management teams and members of management teams. Ultimately, as Murph likes to put it, the acid test is when a banker is shopping a company and he gets into what are called management presentations with buyers. Is the guy in the room going to be adding value in those meetings? And so we've been through dozens of successful transactions, and we know what to look for. And so we can assess Sonny in this particular example and tell the owner, yeah, he's probably a keeper, or you may want to think about not having your kid come into the business.
We're always making recommendations about that, about management, not just family, but just management in general. And one of the things we find a lot is that management needs improvement.
So we've got about 2 minutes left. So let's talk about some tips, ideas, or precautions you can tell our listeners. They're out there. They're thinking, yeah, I'd like to get my business ready for sale. What are some things I should start looking at right now?
I'd say the first is concentrations of revenue, because it makes it harder the buyer to finance it in the case of a financial buyer or even a strategic. But concentrations of revenue are tough.
Corporate governance and financing, your financial statements, those are really key issues to get buttoned down. If your corporate governance records aren't in good shape, you're going to wind up having problems down the road. And if your financial records aren't in good shape, it'll kill the deal faster than anything.
Yeah, once you lose credibility in the numbers, it's hard to gain it back. The other thing is, you know, what's the growth story? What are you really selling? In fact, most of our clients now are want to double or triple in revenue and sell down the road. They don't want to sell in the immediate future, although that's changing a little bit because the market's pretty hot right now. So what's the growth story? What's the real business opportunity that the company has, and helping define and articulate that and then execute on a particular strategy? That's the really important thing. And sometimes, as you know, it's helpful to have the more good people you surround yourself with, the more trusted advisors you have that are solid, really smart people, the better off you're going to be. And that goes for managers as well.
Well, it comes right back to what you said in the first place, which is think like a buyer and start planning so that you're an attractive story.
Exactly.
Tell us real quick, how do people get in touch with you guys? And if you will, spell out your website, a URL.
Yeah, the website is jkmurphyadvisors.com.
jkmurphyadvisors.com. There you go.
We drive, we get in our cars and drive around Southern California every day. So we're out and about, and we love what we do. Neither of us typically loved being an investment banker, but we love this, and we're thrilled that we're here.
Well, you have a great website and a great outlook on the planning, and I really appreciate you guys coming in to visit with me today. I'm going to have you back sometime.
Thanks for having us, and you have a great business here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
I've been talking with Murph and with David Horich, and we're going to take a short break, so please stay tuned. Hey everyone, it's Bill Black, the Exit Coach. I want you to take just a few minutes and think about all of your assets that you've worked so hard to accumulate in your lifetime. Your business, your properties, your major assets. You're proud of those assets and you don't want anybody to take those away. However, there are many forces at work that are out to get your assets. Lawsuits, taxes, unforeseen financial calamities. You need a firm like the Jeffrey Verdon Law Group to help you look out for your assets and protect your future. They use practical and effective and elegant estate planning strategies that are individually designed to meet your specific goals and objectives. They believe in using their knowledge and expertise to create long-term effective strategies that safeguard your assets and your loved ones. Don't leave things to chance. Call the Jeffrey Verdon Law Group today and ask them how they can help you protect your assets. Their phone number is 877-774-9238. That's 877-774-9238. Tell them the Exit Coach sent you.
At BEI, Business Enterprise Institute, our mission is helping owners benefit from their life's work. We accomplish this by providing comprehensive, continual exit planning training, marketing support, certification, and plan design to business owner advisors. Thousands of exit plans have been created over the past 10 years by hundreds of advisors using our planning software to help owners grow, protect, and transfer business value. To learn more about exit planning and BEI, call us toll-free at 888-206-3009 or visit us online at www.exitplanning.com.
That's going to do it for the show today. I want to thank you for joining us. I'd like to thank my guests, my sponsors, and my producer, Julie Tabazon, for pulling the show together. It's been a real pleasure to be with you today. I want to remind you, go to our website at exitcoachradio.com, and you can dig into all kinds of interviews with advisors, including our past interviews here on AM 830. And follow us on Twitter at Exit Coach. We'll see you again next week here on AM 830 KLAA. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.